next time on
I think the reason that the organizers used the phrase Black Lives Matters was not because they said they were suggesting nobody else's lives matter. Rather, what they were suggesting was there is a specific problem that is happening in the African-American community that's not happening in other communities. And that is a legitimate issue that we've got to address. We as a society, particularly given our history, have to take this seriously.
Black lives matter, all lives matter, and just say black lives. Hispanic lives don't matter, Asian lives don't matter, white lives don't matter, the unborn lives don't matter.
How about black brutality? You black people, my black people, you are the fucking most violent motherfuckers I have ever seen in my life.
The African-American community knows that on any given day, an innocent person like Sandra Bland can get into a car, and then 3 days later, she can end up dead in jail.
We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Her guardian was obese. He had asthma. He was in no condition to absorb what he felt.
Tonight, after an African-American teenager was shot and killed by police in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri.
The notion that you're going to get white people to listen to the message and try to recognize that there's a problem, Rich, while you're telling them, you can't even say that you're lying. You can't even say that you're lying.
Democratic
Party.
We are very transparent in our support for them. So because of it, they have a license to take us for granted. The Republican Party has a license to summarily dismiss us because they believe they'll never get our vote anyway. And then we end up finding ourselves devoid of any kind of representation whatsoever because nobody is really competing to garner our vote and our support.
On the next episode of
Something You Know Whatever Podcast.
I never see anyone use chat, but why would you?
I have seen somebody use chat.
I would just use to move where I get to talk to my DS.
Yep.
That's the only reason.
Nigga. Long dick style.
Oh, yeah. Oh, battle some little kid. Daddy, what does that mean?
No more Pokemon for you.
But Dad.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever Podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever Podcast.
I like the... What's her name? Orange New Black. Alex
Ross.
Ugh, she's ugly, man.
Oh, wait, in real life? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh, she had her voice.
Life. I love her voice.
Yeah.
In real life? Do you even know who we're talking about?
Yeah.
That 70s
show? She was in That 70s Show. She was, Eric...
I thought she was talking about the actual Alex Voss.
No.
Okay. Okay. Backtrack everything I just said. Laura Prepron. Oh, she's a beauty. I love it.
Oh, that's her name? Lauren?
Laura Prepron.
Oh, okay.
Prepron, something.
Her voice, though, when she talked.
Yeah.
I love it.
Something like the female version of Barry White.
What?
That's a little creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want that. I didn't have that
in my head until you said something.
Now you don't like your voice as much.
Oh, I don't like your voice.
He ruined it for you. And this is why this show is Cartoon Something You Know Whatever.
You're right. Got me throwing my Faygo bottles now.
See?
Oh,
she's sorry. Not that cute anymore, is she?
She's still beautiful.
No, I don't know. You want Barry White singing love songs to you at the band? Do you? That was a terrible comparison.
That was. That surely was. I'm sorry, bro.
I mean, it was a perfect comparison, but it was terrible that you used it to prove a point.
I'm sorry, bro.
You actually ruined several points with that.
Oh, shoot.
Well...
I mean, you still watch Orange Is the New Black.
Fuck you, man.
This is where I put a trophy.
The spirit of insanity. I am the greatest offender in the world.
Watch out.
So far.
Man, I'm pretty.
What you do?
Look at messed up. Oh, shit. I can't see, Paul.
Get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. Alright. Oh, shit. DVD.
So we continue to Pokemon.
Yeah. I got the fade on.
The middle one.
I knew I was.
The little one, yeah.
I knew I was right. It's like, it's always the little one.
Elemental.
Oh. Done.
Oh, shit.
And what's that, folks?
So where we starting at on this Pokemon?
Where do we?
What? Oh no, we're not starting like this, man. We are not starting like this.
It was like 20 minutes of you doing this last time.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You really are Aja now.
Yeah, you are. I'm gonna go ahead and call Aja and tell her she's been replaced.
Yeah. You can fill two roles.
What's up?
What's on my ass?
All right. I'm good.
Okay. Welcome to the...
There it is. Oh, my God.
There it is. Yeah. All
right.
Intentionally stop for that one. Yep.
Wait for it. You wait on it. Take two?
We ain't going to take two. Should we do... Let's see. Pokemon. Should we go gym by gym? Like, go deeper into that shit.
Okay. Go by, like,
the mechanic changes and all that shit. Gens.
Oh, gym by gym. Gen. I thought you was like gym by gym. Like, well, I was going to say the toughest gym was probably Brock's. If you had the wrong type.
Yeah, that's true.
Doing a lot of battling stupid rat attacks for a while.
I think my toughest battle was that girl with the milk tank.
Oh, yeah. Normal. Gym by gym.
She won my toughest. My toughest was Claire.
Claire, which Dragon.
Which one's Claire? Oh, Dragon.
Yeah.
Silver and gold.
Yeah, gold, silver, heart, gold. So also not 6th gen where you actually get fairies now. No, I'm talking about when fucking Kingdra. Kingdra was life.
Yeah, it was. It was a tough thing back
then. Shoot, okay, hold on.
What is that from? It's a cartoon show.
It's from Willy Wonka, the newest one.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. He did that. And then American. No, was it American Dad?
It was or a Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Yeah. Family Guy. They did it. They did some racist.
All right. Hold on. I'm ready. Woo! Clefable is your bitch.
Next. No, a Clefable with Minimize is my bitch. If you don't have Minimize, I can handle it.
Okay.
Well, you use Minimize 3 times.
Well, what about Gliscor then?
Well, you know.
Like, I hate this Pokemon.
The only reason I won that battle is because of Superior.
Was it because of Superior?
I would say so.
Hold on. Had Scizor not hit Bullet Punch a second time, you would have lost that battle.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
Superior helps like knock
all
out
the way until
people.
I brought out Kangaskhan.
Yeah, Kangaskhan. I didn't even know about that. That's I'm about to get me one. He can attack me twice.
Yeah,
that's not cool.
Mega Evolution.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure the scrappy one can do hit Ghost type. So
yeah,
I was ready for that Gengar.
Oh yeah, that's why I left it out there last. Like, I don't know.
Didn't you still have Alakazam to go to?
Nope, I switched him out for a Gengar. I normally use one or the other, not both.
So I'm like, who was the second Pokemon you had left then? Because you won that one 2-0.
Maybe we'll see. Who did I use? Superior?
Yeah, Superior. Blissey.
Yeah, Blissey, Scizor. Oh, the other one was my water Pokemon, Greninja.
Oh, because you also had Garchomp.
Yep. He got knocked out. Yeah, but it's not the Greninja with protein. It was because I couldn't
ooh,
get it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank God.
I was about to ask that, like, is it protein?
I don't have it.
Yeah, look, had that Scissors bullet punch and I hit the second time, I still wouldn't have been scared.
Yeah.
Because that Gengar would have came right in and got a stored power for its troubles.
Yep. Thank God, literally.
You questioned him early too.
I'm sorry. You know. Yeah, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. He just wanted to put on an entertaining battle. Mm. You know?
Yeah, the first one was kind of...
It was just a sweep. Once Clefable came out there and used Minimize 3 times, I couldn't do anything.
Well, first you had a hard time getting Gliscor
yeah,
first.
Yeah, Gliscor, yeah. And then with Clefable, and then I couldn't hit with a bullet punch. And then I hit an earthquake, like...
With Salamence.
Yeah, like, come on.
Hey, you gonna die anyway. What's the point?
Yeah, you were just out there to end the battle. You had no chance.
But what if he did knock out Clefable, though?
Well, then that would have
switched.
Well, no, because
then he still would have had Swampert, and he knows Ice Punch.
Oh, see, yeah. See, what would
Dragonite multi-scale with Dragon Claw.
I have the multi-scale Dragonite. I just haven't trained it yet. Need to do that.
I have 3 of them.
How many you get? Oh, I gave you one, because it came from the event.
The event, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get the Rayquaza?
Yeah, I just haven't collected it yet.
Yeah, it's just.
We haven't collected it yet.
No, I mean I got it on the game. I just haven't like went to the
girl lady.
Yeah. You know how many times I go back into like my old Pokemon games, and I still have the lady just sitting there because I never go pick them up. I just do the event.
Yeah.
Just say I got it.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
I already got one.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'll take this one because the one I got is a Brave Nature from the game.
Oh, it's not good.
I mean, it can work, but just.
I never got that Deoxys because I couldn't get the right nature that, and I can still get him. Oh. I just couldn't get the right nature him and Rayquaza at the same time, so I just kept Rayquaza, then I can go back and get Deoxys now because I already beat the Elite Four, I think, twice or whatever it is.
Oh, okay. I thought you...
I think you go back up to the tower.
Okay.
The dragon or sky pillar.
I thought you have to do, once you beat Rayquaza...
You have to battle Deoxys.
You have to battle.
You don't have to catch him.
I wasn't going to use Deoxys anyway, so.
Right.
You know, let's start off there.
Deoxys?
No, just battling. In general. Since we're already on the topic of battling here.
What's your favorite battle style?
Single,
double, triple, rotation, and what's the other one? Inverse.
Inverse.
There's also, multi is double, so
yeah.
Who cares?
Me is single.
My favorite's triple.
I have to agree with you. Yeah.
The hardest is rotation.
Yeah.
That is hard.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that. I'll try them all once. Single's
too easy. Well, not too easy. It's just you go through it throughout the game and like, okay, let me do something different.
Yeah.
Not to mention the way Pokemon are set up today, if your first Pokemon is right, you can sweep an entire team.
Yep.
That's why I don't like single too much anymore.
Yeah, because...
Superior with Contrary. Leaf Storm 3 times. If you don't have a fire type out there...
Yep, that's what I did. And then Giga Drain
to
heal itself.
Yeah.
Who else? Beedrill. Mega Beedrill can sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Poison Jab. What was the other? U-Turn? Oh, I put mine U-Turn. But shoot, Triple's my favorite. Rotations, though. I hate...
Doubles is okay.
Yeah, doubles. I got respect for doubles. Yeah.
They need to put more double battles in Pokemon, though. In the games.
Yeah. Well, they don't have that many triple battles in the game.
They don't have any triple battles in the game.
Yeah.
They have
That's
like
what
one
I don't
or two.
Like when they introduce, well, in the, when, what's it?
50,
Ruby and Sapphire came out and they had double battles introduced. They did them a lot in the game through the storyline, but when triple battle came out in rotation, you might have like maybe 3 in the whole game.
I think that's where they fucked up on Black and White. Because remember, with your first gym, you had to go and fight one of those elemental monkeys.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Why not have all 3 of them out there? Like, in black, you do rotation. White, you do triple.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Wow. That picked up well.
Oh, my God. It was deep, too, wasn't it?
Fiery pits of his loins or whatever. God, that was deep.
That's it. And then, like, when you get to the 7th gym with Iris or Drayden, instead of just splitting them up one go... One version you play Iris, other version you play Drayden. Why not do double battle?
Yeah.
Therefore, you're integrating all the styles.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Why didn't you have a triple battle gym? I mean, they used to have a double battle gym when it first came out.
Mm-hmm. Liza and Tate.
Yep.
Shoot, the Pokemon video game championships are going on right now.
Yeah, I got an email about it.
Nationals. Not Nationals, Worlds.
Hmm.
Nationals was last month.
They only do singles, don't they?
No, they do single and double.
Yeah.
Oh. They highlight doubles. They don't really, like, they don't even really look at, they, I mean, they'll put attention on single, but they highlight doubles.
So doubles on, what, four Pokemon only?
Yeah.
Just four.
And that's the other reason why I like triple battles. You use all six of your Pokemon.
All six, yeah.
Like, you pass by somebody in the battle, pick single. You got three Pokemon. Yeah. Make them count.
Yeah.
Fam.
Double battle, you got four Pokemon. Make them count. And plus, in a triple battle, you can go from 3-on-3 to 3-on-2 to 3-on-1 to 2-on-1 to 3-on-2 to 1-on-1 to 2-on-2. And that one can take out all three. I've seen it happen before. It happened to me once.
Mm. Happened to me plenty of times, yeah.
Dang.
Now see, it's never happened to me plenty of times.
I've never.
Shit.
Well, man.
One of the worst. Let's see. This is, I think my Pokemon White. I had, there's this one trainer I always kept running into, and he was from Germany. And every time we saw each other, it was like, fuck, okay, here we go.
Just like, yeah, oh, you see his eyes.
Yeah, I remember you told me about
this. Because I ran with Sandstorm. So I had Tyranitar, Garchomp, Swampert, Stoutland, Aerodactyl, and either Electros or Cradily running with that.
Ooh. Go Sand.
He went Suicune, Terrakion, Weavile, Crobat, Bronzong, just kind of fuck shit up.
Yeah, I see what you... I see.
And it really didn't matter what the sixth Pokemon was, because his first three Pokemon were always Weavile, Terrakion, Suicune. Suicune used Tailwind, Weavile used Protect, Terrakion used Protect. Next turn, Weavile used Beat Up on Terrakion, Terrakion went with Rock Slide. And if I didn't flinch, I died. And if I didn't die or flinch, that Terrakion was gone. And he knew it every time. But that Suicune was a bitch to take out because it used Tailwind, Tailwind, Substitute, Aqua Wing, and Scold. Mm. On repeat. I need to find that guy again.
How'd you ever meet him?
Yeah. No, it was the free battles on in 5th gen.
Okay, yeah.
Like, every time we see each other, like, just, oh, fuck.
Well, let's get it on.
You still remember his name, don't you?
I can find it on my Global Link account.
Yeah.
See, I battled him. See, because I had like 730 wins in triple, and he was either like two above me or three below me every time we met.
Mm. You were his Ash, and I guess he was trying to be Gary.
Yeah.
Triple battle to me, it's just more strategy involved.
Especially when you gotta have your Pokemon certain positions to do certain stuff.
True.
That's the other thing.
Mm. Yeah, they know what they're doing. They got working synergy.
And all the abilities get used, except Illuminate, which really ain't for shit.
Mm. Best battle ever you ever guys ever had. Pokemon battle. Ever.
Best battle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, that your team made you so happy that you felt unstoppable. Niggas.
Okay. This was, I think, 2013.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
Hold on. Now, up to this point, whenever I was around her, I could never beat a Japanese person. Whenever I was around Javon, I could never beat a Japanese person.
No offense to
She knows. She always brag about it.
Like, talk about her. Talk about the Japanese.
They know too. They get everything. They got a fucking light ball Pikachu that's just like Ash's over there. We ain't get that shit yet.
Nope.
No, we ain't ever gonna get it. So they know. Fuck. So, anyway, I'm battling this Jap, and he comes.
All right, Unger.
So I'm battling this Japanese guy, or somebody who has a Japanese game. I'm gonna say he's from Japan, so.
Yeah.
And like, I'm over in the stove, like I'm over at the stove trying to cook some noodles. Javon sees it, and she's like, "Up, it's a Jap." He's like, shit. She's like, so should I pencil you down for a loss? I'm like, no, no, I'm going to win this one. I'm going to win this one. I had Tyranitar, Hippowdon, Garchomp, mm-hmm. Swampert, mm-hmm. Stoutland, mm. and Excadrill.
Amen.
This guy came with Politoed, with Drizzle, Kingdra.
Dang, Swiss Swim.
Mm-hmm. Kabutops.
Mm, Swiss Swim.
Thundurus. Mm. With Prankster.
Oh.
Tentacruel.
Uh-oh, Clear Body.
No, Raindish. Oh, you know, yeah, it was.
Raindish.
Raindish. And Ludicolo.
Oh, Swiss Swim. Oh,
not Swiss Swim. No, this one Raindish. Yes.
Oh, Leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, Giga Drain.
With Giga Drain, Leech Seed, Protect, and Substitute.
That's my.
Oh, shoot.
That's my.
Take care of a pair. Your ass was handed.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold man. On. My ass was not handed to me that day.
Oh, one day.
Okay.
I barely survived. And if anybody ever wants to know why my loyalty is to Swampert the way it is, Swampert made me proud that day. He made me proud.
I hope you saved the video.
Oh, shoot. I done lost the game, so who gives a fuck?
Oh, man.
But you still got the Swampert, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm keeping that Swampert. That Swampert. It was Swampert versus, and I think he still had Kingdra up. He still had Kingdra, Kabutops, Tentacruel was still out there, and Ludicolo yet to come out. But Kingdra was on red health. Tentacruel was full, and Kabutops was on full. Sandstorm wasn't active. Rain Dance was within its last two turns. So I'm like, shit, if I don't kill these bitches, I am dead.
Yeah.
Swampert used, no, Kabutops used Aqua Jet. Didn't take out too much hits. I'm like, cool. His Tentacle tries to use Toxic. It missed. I'm like, oh my God, yes.
Toxic missed?
Toxic missed.
Yeah.
And he was... The look on his face.
He said, Toxic miss. Last time we battled, it missed like three times against you.
Oh my God.
It always missed when I use it. Continue.
And he was
look.
Like.
Yeah.
It was the most serious
shit. It was. He looked straight at me. He looked straight like, nigga.
So anyway. And he wasn't running like your typical modest, timid nature Kingdra set. He was running, I think, Adamant or Jolly, because it had Outrage. I think it still had Scald, but it had Outrage, Dragon Dance, Scald, and some fourth move I don't really know or care.
That's so weird.
So Kingdra couldn't hit me. Mm. So Swampert held Miss Toxic, survived Aqua Jet. I was like, okay, cool. Earthquake. Dead. I realized Ludicolo was left and he's going to be put on my side. I'm like, fuck. Oh.
Leech Seed.
It missed Leech Seed.
What? Oh.
I hit it with Ice Punch. It froze it solid.
Oh. Lucky.
Hold on. It ain't over lucky. Yet. It ain't over yet. Javon's still sitting there saying, well, you're still going to lose. You're still going to, you know that thing's going to defrost. You're going to lose. You know once that Kingdra gets me, I'm like, all I need to do is last one more turn. And then that Kingdra is mine. So he does something stupid. He switches Kingdra over to the center.
Oh, dummy.
So I'm like, that's my chance. But I need for that Ludicolo to stay frozen. If that Ludicolo gets free, I'm dead. I use Earthquake. Just because that Kingdra happened to switch over, it's dead. So now it's me and Ludicolo. Swampert and Ludicolo. Ludicolo defrost.
Of course.
Giga Drain.
Mm. Yeah, that's a direct hit. That's sick.
Went from, it was about at 75% health, all the way down to literally the last hit point.
One.
To the last hit point.
Shoot.
Followed up with an Ice Punch. Critical hit.
Oh, wow. You get a crit?
Lucky. You had
hold
a
on.
Lucky
wait. And it sounds too good to be true, too. It really does.
Because it didn't die.
It didn't die, but it got frozen again.
Twice? Yeah. God.
Ice Punch again. I was like, that's my jap. And I did it in front of Javon. I made her know about it. Like, ooh. Don't you ever tell me I can't beat a jap in front of you.
Oh,
wow.
So if anybody ever wants to know why I ride or die with Swampert, that ain't the only grass type that's ever beaten, but this is the most clutch.
I still can't believe Lisey. That's a 90%
Man, 90 accuracy.
That's a toxicness. He didn't use Lisey.
Oh, he did. Mm-hmm. Oh. I thought you said toxic, but I thought you said Lisey. Oh, what grass move did you say?
No. He knew Leech Seed, Giga Drain, Protect,
Substitute.
And Substitute.
Because Swing said he used Leech Seed.
No, maybe he did.
Well, it misses.
I'll say it missed. So, when that toxicness, I was like, okay, that's my chance. That is my chance.
Lucky.
But that's...
That ice punch helps you out.
Well, get frozen twice. That never happens in a row. No. Lord Arceus was on your side, I guess.
Oh, man.
Praise Arceus.
You got a battle, Kingdom?
Well, it wasn't a battle against a real person. It was against a computer, and it was not in a good way. It more upset me. Mm-hmm. So I'm out there trying to catch a Pokemon. Going through all my Pokeballs that I have. And I have one Pokeball left, and I'm about to throw it at him. He gets the attack off. But he used up all of his moves, and he had one hit point left. So when he used, what is it called? Struggle. And he kills himself in face. And I had to do it all over again.
Dang.
So yeah, that was the most annoying thing. I guess you could call that a legendary battle. Thank you, Regirock.
Dang.
He was a bitch to catch, though.
He was.
And I've had friends with Reggie. He caught him with a Pokeball once.
Great ball.
Luxury ball?
That was even worse.
That was back in Ruby and Sapphire. Yeah. Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire. Oh, that was quick ball for me.
See, I either get lucky with a quick ball or I go through all my dusk balls and it doesn't work for some reason. Like, we're clearly in a cage. We have one hit point. I did everything I could do to, like, weaken you. Besides, I can't paralyze you. Like, what else? No.
I beat my first Korean, actually. Beat a Korean and
Asians, we have no problem with you.
We love you.
For some of us, this is a big deal when we finally beat you guys.
Yeah, because you have the game normally before us until recently when it all released at the same time.
Yeah,
you guys, and you have the great events.
Yeah, the better Pokemon.
Yeah. This is when I was working on my very first Sandstorm 10.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, man. Mm-hmm. The love, man. The love.
It is love.
I was a little nervous about using an online battle. But boy, I remember like it was yesterday.
Let me go get the background music.
Yeah, what's that sound like? When they go back in time. Yeah.
He had a Sandstorm team too. Mm-hmm. So it was two Sandstorm teams against each other. And so I had my original, and boy, he was tearing me up. But thank God that Landers pulled through for me. I would never release him. He used Fly. He used Fly on his Garchomp. Mm-hmm. Killed it. Critical hit from full all the way to zero.
Now,
that has never happened before.
Now, hold on.
What move did you use to kill Garchomp?
Fly.
Really?
Now, wait a minute. I know getting two frozen ice punches off.
What kind of luck did you get?
I was about to say, that's just downright lucky.
I have
luck. Was this incarnate form or Therian form?
The original.
Okay. It's like that's cross. That is
arms cross.
That is truly lucky.
Yeah.
On Garchomp, full health.
Full health, yeah.
That is extremely lucky.
This defense must have been insanely low.
I had to. Oh man, I wish I recorded that. But I didn't.
What's next? What's next?
Favorite Pokemon?
Swampert.
Yeah. Typhlosion.
Oh, that's a good one. Milotic.
Hate him. It's too much of a hassle to get to. Yeah,
She is. I take that back.
She is. Phoebus. First, I gotta catch him in his in the original game. Oh, yeah.
Change the area. Yeah. Like, to the guy in
that power. Was. That was a terrible.
And then say you don't get the right nature. You might as well just give up at that point because it's not worth it.
And then once you do get the right nature, you got to go give it all these beauty
Pokeblocks. Yeah. And
So it's like you working so hard for this Pokemon, and back then it could only learn water, normal, or ice type moves.
Yep.
If I wanted that, I'd have just went and got me a Walrein, which I did.
Yeah.
Can I expound even more about my hatred for Gen 3 Pokemon?
Is that Hoenn region?
Yeah.
Let's hear. Let's hear it.
Okay, so in the episode that I released earlier today, I kind of dipped my toe into it, while at the same time pissing off some Gen 1ers.
Dip my toe.
Okay. Dip my toe. All
right. Let me be more clear as to why I do not like Gen 3's Pokemon.
Careful.
As a whole.
Careful now.
Okay. Careful now. Okay, watch this then. I know we have come a long way now that we are in Gen 6.
Mm-hmm. Came from black and white.
Mm-hmm.
We've come a long way. The Pokemon from then have grown considerably. Some others yet to do much of anything. But to this day, I still hold true to this argument. Even to this day, take out the starters and the legends. And just because Gen 5 was full of them. Because Gen 5 was full of them, take out the pseudo legends. You mean the base 600 Pokemon, your base 580s. Take them out. Who do you truly have left to battle with in Gen 3?
Like, pseudo legend like Milotic.
Milotic wasn't a pseudo legend.
There's certain dragons.
I count her as a pseudo legend.
Base 540. Come on, Arcanine has a higher base stat total than that thing. It has the same base. So do you consider Gyarados a pseudo legend? Because that's the base same base stat total.
Sure, dude. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is take out Sceptile, Blaziken, Swampert, and their Mega Evolutions. Regirock, Regice, Registeel, Latias, Latios, Salamence, Metagross, Groudon, Rayquaza, Kyogre, Jirachi, and Deoxys.
Manaphy?
Manaphy was Gen 4.
I don't know what Manaphy was.
Yeah, he was.
I think people really don't care.
He was a pseudo legend too. No, he's a legend too.
Yeah.
It was Gen 4's version of Mew.
Mm-hmm. Celebi.
Water.
Just a different type. But yeah, take out those Pokemon and I'm not even going to say competitively, just commonly. Who do you see on teams nowadays from that gen?
Go to my library.
I always see a Blaziken.
I was like, well, take out Blaziken. Who do you see? Take out the starters and the pseudo legends and the legends. Who you got? Don't nobody use Absol.
Yeah.
No one cares about Zangoose. No one cares about Survivor.
Slaking, he's in that base one, isn't he?
He's base 670.
Yeah, Slaking.
Oh, so he's pseudo legend.
No, he's not a pseudo legend.
So what about Slaking then?
Slaking's crippled, but Slaking's overpowered. Typing. The only reason why people you can still consider it a regular Pokemon is because of his ability.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take away that ability,
he's a monster.
Yeah.
The only way to do that is skill swapping. You can only really do that in double battles.
Or Gastro Acid.
Yeah.
And the fact that he can learn Play Rough makes it harder for fighting type Pokemon to take out.
He can learn Play Rough?
Yep. Through breeding.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got two of them on here.
I'm gonna breed
my X-Lax, it knows Play Rough.
X-Lax. That's a 90-90, isn't it? Play Rough?
Yes. Base power 90, accuracy 90. For those
I think they know what that meant.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, think about it, though. I mean, some people use Ninjas, but that's as a setup Pokemon. You don't expect that thing to really do anything.
Just use speed boost a lot and try to wait time pass it to someone else.
I say Breloom has Technician, but you got better Pokemon like Scizor for that.
True.
And then Poison Heal, but hey, Gliscor is better at that. Milotic and Walrein both had the same problem and still to some extent do, that they can only learn two or three types of moves. Attacking moves, that is.
Was Salamence? But he's a pseudo legend.
Flygon is completely outclassed by Garchomp.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I used to like Flygon too.
Right, used.
I mean, I still like him, but you just can't use him in like regular battles against people. You gotta have certain restrictions.
Yeah.
Torkoal's actually pretty good.
He's actually pretty good. He's...
Problem is, there's still Pokemon out there that can do the job that Torkoal can't. That Torkoal can't. Because if you want to use Torkoal, got to use Shell Smash. Mm-hmm. And even then, it's like it's not outspeeding everybody.
Yeah.
It outspeeds base 60, base 70 speed Pokemon, maybe. So come on, think. I was like, come on, Larry. You want to defend?
I'm thinking.
Like I said, you can't find no Pokemon outside of the starters and the legends and the pseudo legends from Gen 3 that's worth really using. That you can't find another Pokemon from another generation using.
Armaldo. Is he Gen 3?
He's Gen 3.
Yeah. People still use Armaldo.
Okay, but you still have Scizor that can do the job better. Because what do you use Armaldo for? It's a bug rock type.
Yeah.
First off, I personally think Crustle's better than Armaldo.
Never use Crustle.
Just because Crustle can learn Shell Smash. No. And even then, you want a bug type. Hey, there's Scizor. Hey, there's Heracross.
You got Bronzong.
Bronzong's Gen 4.
Oh. Sweet.
I'm going to leave your pearly in his point.
The electric Pokemon, then and now, still suck from Gen 3.
What is it?
Then and now, yes. Oh. Even with the addition of Mega Manectric, it still sucks.
Oh, so we count out Electros altogether?
Electros is Gen 5. I'm the one that taught you about Electros. Don't you dare do that shit to me again.
I guess Gardevoir today, I kind of like it.
Okay, Gardevoir today. Yeah.
I still use Ampharos. People still use
Ampharos. Ampharos is Gen 2. Boy, you are slowly proving my point.
Aggron's too slow.
And plus, if you haven't seen that picture of Aggron and Tyranitar, that one promotional picture of, you know, the one thing where it says Aggron will fuck your shit up, and it goes into all the reasons why. But then somebody counters that like, oh, so you think Aggron's shit? Tyranitar will fuck you up. Like,
I guess Rosalia, but only when it goes to Roserade, so I guess you can't count it then.
Dusclops is still useful.
Yep.
So there's one. And think about it right now. Kenny, we just had two single battles. How many Gen 3 Pokemon were on there?
Did I have one? I don't know if I had one.
No, my game's slow. Let me find this video.
Gardevoir.
Yeah,
we just said Gardevoir. But that's now. Back then, you still kind of could use Alakazam to do that.
Sharpedo, maybe.
No.
I never used it before.
Man. I used it once. I said, you stand in the box. Had to.
No, wait. If you got the Dream World Sharpedo, then.
Yeah, I just had regular Sharpedo back then. Yeah, one little double kick would kill it instantly.
Fuck double kick. One little pin missile will kill it.
Yeah.
25. Power 25.
Yeah. Yep. See, Kenan, the only first time we battled, the only two Gen 3 Pokemon you had were Swampert and Salamence.
Okay.
Yeah. Second time, you didn't even have a Gen 3 Pokemon. Oop. Let me see. Anytime I battled Orlando, you've had Breloom, Manectric, Ludicolo. Okay, Ludicolo's
good. Oh, yeah, I had a Ludicolo.
Ludicolo, yeah.
I didn't use him in our battle today, but...
Let's see. None in that battle.
I always wish Shiftry was better than he was.
Than Ludicolo?
I just wish he was better.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He looks like he should be really nice Pokemon, but...
It is in the sun.
Yeah.
Chlorophyll, yeah.
But you gotta have Pokemon draw attention away from it, though.
Yeah, it's so frail.
Kind of like Hariyama, just because of his attack and HP. Maybe a little bulky.
Thick fat.
Yep.
That give me a sheer force, Hariyama.
Oh, that's his new ability now?
That's his hidden ability.
Oh, is it?
I got one for my Feraligatr.
Sheer force, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, hold on. If you don't know how to use Feraligatr with sheer force, you might as well just stop. I'm sorry. There's certain, off this Gen 3 hatred, there's certain Pokemon with certain abilities that if you just don't know how to use, stop playing the game.
Yeah.
If you got a Superior with Contrary, there is no reason why you should not be running Leaf Storm.
Yeah. I use that 3 times, special attacks up that high, then Giga Drain's that much more powerful.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I use Reflect to try to keep him alive and whatever. Light screen.
There's another Pokemon. All technician Pokemon. Anything base 60 or lower.
Yeah.
Scizor and Bullet Punch.
Mm-hmm.
Breloom and Mach Punch.
Yeah.
There's a certain Pokemon. If you don't know, I battled this one guy. Who had I think he had Flash, Fire, Typhlosion.
Yeah.
And he was trying to run he was running a Sunny Day team. He had Camerupt, Typhlosion, and Venusaur.
Venusaur was Mega?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not Mega. Just regular. Yeah. With Chlorophyll.
Okay.
Venusaur used Protect, Typhlosion used Protect. That camera used Lava Plume. I'm like,
okay.
You do know that could have powered up that Typhlosion. I mean, maybe it wasn't a Flash Fire Typhlosion.
Maybe it wasn't.
But it was past the date where you could get to a Flash Fire Typhlosion. So I was like, nah, you knew. You knew.
Oh, shit.
Any Pokemon with Prankster. If you don't know how to use them, stop using them.
Love Prankster.
I do to an extent.
What about Altaria?
Altaria,
yeah. People still use that.
I use it, but even then I look at it and go, unless I'm going to Mega Evolve it, why would I need it? Because look at the stats. It has great defense. It has great special defense. An okay defense. But its attack stats and special attack stat need some boosting.
Cradillion.
Unique typing. Okay, there's another one. So on a useful Gen 3 Pokemon that aren't starters or legends or pseudo legends, we got Dusclops and Cradillion.
Ludicolo.
And Ludicolo.
Claydol.
No. No.
I was waiting for it.
You would think it would be good.
You would, yeah. Yeah. Don't die.
I ain't dying.
If I die tonight.
just no. Uh-uh. But.
Crawdon?
Yeah. I like him, but.
If it doesn't have adaptability, and even then, you gotta hope it survives a special attack.
Yeah, he got a base, what, 75?
No. 65. Not for special defense. 55.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
It's attack.
Oh, it's 55?
You gotta use Dragon Dance if you wanna use Crawdon.
Man.
It's gotta know Dragon Dance. Otherwise, you die. Mm. But yeah, Gen 3.
I still liked it, though. Still liked it. I enjoyed the game. Still liked it.
And there's just too many flaws with it for me. Not as many flaws as Gen 1, but for example, Groudon living underneath the sea, and it's a ground type. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, now that was a little awkward.
Thank you.
That was a ground, well, at the time, ground type live underneath the water. I mean, I understand that
it's supposed to be fighting another water type.
Yeah.
They're basically in its home territory.
Yeah, like, Kyogre just go down there like, bitch, I'll just drown you. Like, I really didn't get that, but I'm glad they fixed it, though.
They fixed it in Emerald.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Emerald, that's what he did.
Yeah, man. Emerald, he was underneath Mount Pyre. Not Pyre. That place next to
the volcano place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold.
And then, okay, so have y'all find any more useful or somewhat useful Gen 3 Pokemon?
That's it. That's all I got. So? That's all I got. People don't use Medicham no more.
Nah, some people do.
Yeah. But now fairies are here.
That's the problem. Medicham, you can find another Pokemon that can do Medicham's job.
Mawile. Is that how you say it?
Mawile,
yeah.
Okay, now. Okay, yeah. You know what, y'all? Well, ooh, no. Because you have to Mega Evolve it.
Even
I mean, just
still,
go.
Still,
okay,
I've seen
but
people use it in this regular form.
Okay, I'll count it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because back then, it didn't get no play.
Nah.
And it wasn't until it got a Mega Evolution that it got play.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Like I said, you ain't got
Spiper that didn't get no Evolution, no Mega. Zangoose didn't either. The Moon and the
Sun Pokemon.
They suck.
Wasting my time.
I told you it was going to be wasting time.
You tried to train them?
Yep.
Why? We're not bad with them things online.
He tried to use them as a Sandstorm team.
At first it was doing good, but then the dude was like, you know what, let me stop playing with you. Mm-hmm. Took him out instantly.
They have, what, 6-7 weaknesses?
Yeah.
What are their typing?
Rock.
Water, okay.
The Sun, I don't know why, is also Rock and Psychic. They could have did something better. They could have made the Moon at least dark and psychic, and made the Moon like fire.
That wouldn't make sense though. So then it would have to. It couldn't look like a rock then if it would make it dark and psychic. And plus, as Malamar has shown us, that's not really that great of a typing. It sounds great in theory,
yeah, dude.
But then now you're wide open to the weakest type in the game: bugs. Now the more common type fairy types can just take free reign on you. Well, let's talk about that. Favorite types. Like your three favorite types.
Fire. Psychic. And water.
Okay, so Keenan got fire, psychic, and water. Orlando.
I'm gonna get ghost, water, and dragon.
Ghost, water, dragon?
Yeah.
Shoot. Electric, ground, and steel.
Yeah, I see that one coming.
Ah, steel's better, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's because steel's so defensive.
Yeah.
And electric only has one weakness.
Ground.
Unless you're Electros.
In which case, you have no reach. Yeah. No weakness.
Levitate. And only a few Pokemon only have Mold Breaker.
Mm-hmm. And even then, it's not that hard for him to beat them.
Right. What's my favorite legendary to use?
Darkrai.
Like, is there any other legendaries? Yeah. Actually, I take that back.
Yeah,
not Darkrai for me.
Give me
that's just too easy of an answer. Dark Void? Nah.
Yeah.
What is that thing? It's like 90 or something is accuracy. It's pretty high.
It is pretty high.
And in triple battle hits all three. No battle hits all
two. That's not fair. You get an entire squad. What do you do?
Let's see. I actually kind of like Mega Mewtwo X.
You like X?
Yeah.
Give me Y. Because you know why. Oh, wow. Sorry. Why? That was an accident.
Because you know why.
Not planning that. But you know why.
I like X because you can do like both physical and special type moves with it.
The reason I like Y is because he has little similarities to the great Kid Buu. Listeners, if you don't know already, I'm a big fan. Actually, not a big fan. Huge fan, excuse me. Huge fan of Kid Buu. The reason why I like Mewtwo Y is because his speed and his special attack is pretty high. And I can do a lot with Mewtwo Y.
There's really only one thing to do with Mewtwo Y. Attack! And you know how it's going to attack you. It's going to come with special attacks. It's not that hard to figure out.
Special attacks will come hard.
Okay, fine. You come hard with those. Let me get my Mega Mawile. We'll sucker punch you to death.
I'll go hard in the motherfucking perk.
What you talking, nigga? Let me shoot. Mega Mewtwo X.
I forgot about Giratina. Frog in my throat.
Yeah, Giratina. Yeah. He's a good legendary. He was using him for a long time. And then something better came along. I forget who came next.
Who was better than Giratina?
No, well, I was saying people was using Giratina for the longest, then all of a sudden they stopped using them, and I forget who came next.
I'll be honest, I don't see why Dialga didn't get much play.
I like that.
I love Dialga, yeah.
Palkia back then, I understood, one weakness.
Yeah.
Giratina, because it was unique, but Dialga was like, come on.
Palkia got a great move pool, though.
Yeah.
Great move pool. Put him in with the Rain Dance, Thunder. Thunder everything that comes his way.
All you really need to worry about is Dragon types and
Spatial Rain.
Yeah.
High critical hit ratio.
Make it rain.
So hold on, I'm gonna start a little debate here. Orlando, Gen 1 Pokemon or Gen 5 Pokemon in design? Which one's better?
Which one's 5?
Cool.
You gotta. I'm sorry, I'm not Mr. Pokemon here. You gotta remind me. It's so many. It's like 700 Pokemon.
Okay,
Unova.
Yeah.
Unova. Is that the Turtwig and
Oddus?
No. Tapig, Oshawott, Cimarrot.
Versus one.
Mm-hmm. First 151.
Which one I like better? Or which I prefer?
Design wise, which one do you think is better? Gen 1's best design work, Arcanine. Gen 5's best design work, Volcarona. Gen 1's worst design, take your pick between Muk or Grimer.
Damn,
Gen 5's best, worst design?
Give me Gen 5.
Heatmore.
Give me Gen 5.
Gen 5, better design?
Because I really fell in love with Dusknoir.
Dusknoir's Gen 4.
Ah, shoot.
We need to bring up a Pokemon list for your face.
We do. Or Confagrigus. Wasn't he in?
Yeah, he was in Gen 5.
Yeah, well, Confagrigus then. So, Gen 5. Then. I got huge respect for Gen 1 because that's how we started out. But
I'm talking, fuck how we started. I'm talking, you know, design-wise.
Design-wise, yeah, give me Gen 5.
I like 1. Because I feel like some of the stuff in design or Gen 5 is like, what do we do here? Let's make an ice cream cone.
Thank you.
He's not a bad Pokemon, but like, really? He can think of anything. Yeah, let's make a lamp. Chandelier.
Yeah. Well, chandelier. But hold on. Cool,
I really like about chandelier. Them, but are they not useful Pokemon?
I'm talking about the designs.
Okay, yeah, design wise, useful, yeah. Design wise, the fuck is Raticate?
It's a rat.
Yeah.
Rattata was at least purple. We at least got the idea that this is a monster in the game. Raticate? Oh, no, I see that shit in Brooklyn.
Literally.
Ekans? See that shit in your garden.
That's a snake.
I said you can see it in your garden. A garden snake.
Yeah. Charizard, a lizard with wings.
But not I think the only difference is because when you think about, when you compare Pokemon in real life, you expect to see those kind of things. I don't expect to see an ice cream cone.
And to that, I say, okay, Koffing, Weezing, Voltorb, Electrode, Magnemite, and Magneton.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's
see. Magnemite.
Which one of them was it? Voltorb, weren't they created Pokemon? Like, they weren't actual Pokemon. Weren't they like experiment tested human Magnemite?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it makes sense for them. Who was the other one she said?
Koffing
and Weezing.
Koffing's like a just toxic.
But
a waste.
But hold on, you don't expect to see an ice cream Pokemon in real life. What the fuck is what the fuck is Koffing and Weezing?
Abomination to all of our
They could be explosive.
Don't get me Don't get me started on execute and executor.
Pokemon. Mm-hmm. He's a cracked egg, too.
Yeah, he sure is.
Crackhead.
Oh, man. Who do you prefer, Matt? Oh, Gen 5.
Gen 5.
Because,
hey, at least it was creative. Yeah, you may not like the fact that it was an ice cream Pokemon or a chandelure.
Yeah, what else they had in Gen 5? Let me see. Let me look this up.
Yeah.
Kling Klang. Gears.
Right.
But then he's like, well, he reminds me of Magnemite.
That actually makes sense. Gears working together. Did you see that in factor? Yeah, that makes sense.
You have
But the problem was people were saying like, but these aren't, that's not even creative. And it's like, really, really pay attention. A rat, Rat-a-tat, color purple, boom. Raticate, just make his teeth buck. Voltorb, scribble on eyes. Electrode, take off the eyes and put dots. Do I need to talk about Grimer and Muck?
They're just crap.
That's so coughing, wheezing, Grimer mug. They're just like all the bad things that we put in the world. The pollution. That's what they are.
Thank you. I couldn't come up with the word pollution. Yeah, there it is.
And that's how it was created, just from pollution.
Mommy, I made poopy in the lake.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
We got eyes. No, we got a mug.
We got eyes.
Oh, so you see an arm coming out of nowhere. Oh, man.
And I guess you got deerling, which is a real animal, like a rat, rat-a-tat, and raticate, and swastbuck, so you got those.
Bambi, where are you?
Fungus.
Bullaby and maybe
yeah, all those bugs.
Those are buzzards.
Yeah.
And then rufflet and braviary. Mm-hmm.
Those are just
birds.
Yeah, bald eagles,
with afros.
Bufalant is actually a real animal in real life.
Yeah. Was he a bull? No, that's Taurus.
Yeah. Yeah, Taurus is a bull.
And then what is a bull?
Talk about design. Like, how basic was that?
Bear tick's just a polar bear.
Cupchu was cute, though.
Yeah.
Who?
Cupchu.
Bear tick's pretty evolution. Sure was, yeah. A little snot coming out.
What's the most pathetic Pokemon that you think?
Just in general?
Yeah.
Heatmore. Gen 5 Heatmore. My goodness.
He's an anteater.
Why the fuck is Durant better than you then? Like, Durant is bug steel, and people still prefer it over Heatmore.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, I get it. You're the Moltres of that generation, but even then, Moltres was still useful.
Fion, I've been trying to trade that thing for the longest.
You know what? A close second is Stantler.
Oh, yeah.
That's a close second, though.
Who would I say? I've never liked Stunfisk.
Oh, what?
Nope.
He's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
His design.
Oh, gosh. Can that slipped out. I'm sorry.
I never seen anyone use Chat-Eye, but why would you?
I have seen somebody use Chat-Eye.
I would just use it just to use the move where I get to talk to my DS.
Yep.
That's the only reason.
Nigga! Wrong dick style.
Oh, God. Oh, you should battle some little kid. Daddy, what does that mean, kid?
No more Pokemon for you.
But Dad.
Wait, so what is Marsharn supposed to be?
Marsharna?
Marsharna, yeah.
Like a figment of your imagination, dream. A dream, like a dream catcher thing?
Yeah.
Just a figment of your imagination while you're sleeping.
That's a movie, by the way.
I know.
I like how they finally did an alligator, which I was happy about. Crocodile.
Yeah, the Sinnoh region had a lot of Pokemon I kind of like. Didn't realize it.
What's Gothitelle supposed to be? Like a dead girl?
Who?
Gothitelle.
Oh, a gothic girl, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty badass, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Competitive? Yeah.
And who else? Let's see.
When's a cop supposed to be?
Cotton ball.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cotton E, Whimsicott.
Yeah.
You can't get the cotton in it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Supposed to be
cats. You got a dog. You got a weasel. You got a zebra.
Zebriska.
Yeah, a couple birds in here. Got a cactus.
I will say that, though. Gen 5. Playing black and white. Not blacks and whites, but black and white. Going through the first time.
Was it hard? I never played Black One.
It wasn't hard, but it was more so like the Pokemon were so frail.
Oh, were they?
that you had to really wait towards till you get to the end to actually get something. Because I remember going through it the first time, and I had, at one point, I had a DeWatt, Zabriskie, Crocker Rock, Stoutland had just evolved, and Unpheasant. And everybody except Stoutland and DeWatt kept fainting. Jeez. And it was like, it wasn't until I got Litwick and Tynamo that I finally looked at it and said, okay, these are the powerhouse Pokemon of the generation. But why the hell do I have to wait so late into the game to finally get them?
Get them, yeah. Damn.
They evolve into powerhouse Pokemon. You had to wait until the 8th gym badge to finally get to Bulbasaur and Rufflet. Sure. B-Sharp was 7th or 8th gym badge.
Side note, who had the saddest story? Pokemon. I know there was N. People say he had a sad story or whatever. I really don't know his story.
I mean, that's top N?
Then you had this other girl in Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. The girl who.
Xena?
Yeah. Something happened to her daughter or whatever.
N.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
N has everybody beat.
He was like a freaking.
He was warped.
Yeah.
Only to find out towards the end of Black and White that he was being used by Genthis.
Oh, his dad.
Not even really his dad. He sat there while he was like, this worthless loser couldn't even, like, wow. Like, no. N had the worst.
Yeah,
not the worst, the saddest. Because Gen 1, you didn't have a real story outside of you beating Team Rocket.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Gen 2, there was no story. Well, no. Silver. Turning over a new leaf after you first stole the Pokemon, you see its progression throughout the game, but that wasn't a real story. Gen 3 was a little bit convoluted in Ruby, but made sense in Sapphire. Gen 4 was creepy.
What was that one?
The space.
Oh, yeah.
Cyrus trying to create a new world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Platinum was when it No, Diamond and Pearl wasn't too creepy. Platinum was creepy. Because then you get to go into hell. And it's like, well, shit, can I go into heaven?
Yeah. No.
Why is he going to hell? Distortion World.
Distortion. Okay.
I can go into Distortion World, but I can't go into heaven? What the fuck?
There is no heaven in Japanese gaming. Mr. Satan. Yeah. And then, I guess it was an interesting story. I think it was... Was it on the X and Y where you get all those Pokemon from that girl Yancy? Whatever. Or which? Yancy. She ends up giving you like a Ralts. And you like have to keep going to this Ferris wheel every day. You ride the Ferris wheel with her.
No, yeah.
That was some girl.
That was like black two and white two.
Okay, yeah.
Her
story was interesting because it was like a love story, and you really haven't seen that in Pokemon.
She would like flirt with you and all this other stuff.
She was your girlfriend.
Yep.
Whether you're a boy or a girl.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. She was your girlfriend.
Wow.
Oh, sick.
So she was your lesbian lover?
If you were a girl.
That's cool.
This guy.
I like the...
What's her name? Orange New Black. Alex Voss. Ugh, she's ugly, man.
Wait, in real life? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. In real life? Yeah.
Oh, I hate her voice.
Life. I love her voice.
Yeah.
In real life? Do you even know who we're talking about?
Yeah, she was in that 70s show. Yeah. She was Eric.
You're talking about okay? No, you're talking about. I thought she was talking about the actual Alex Voss.
No.
Okay. Backtrack anything I just said. Laura Prepron. Oh, she's a beauty. I love it.
Oh, that's her name, Lauren.
Laura Prepron.
Oh, okay.
Prepron something.
Her voice though, when she talked. Something like the female version of Barry White.
What?
That's a little creepy, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't want that. I didn't have that
in my head until you said something.
Now you don't like your voice as much.
You nigga!
He ruined it for you. And this is why this show is cartoon something you know whatever.
You alright? Come here, throw all my Faygo bottles now.
See?
Oh,
she's not that cute anymore, is she?
She's still beautiful.
No, I don't know. You want Barry White singing love songs to you at the bed? Do you? That was a terrible comparison.
That was. That's true. I'm sorry, bro.
I mean, it was a perfect comparison, but it was terrible that you used it to prove a point.
I'm sorry, bro.
You actually ruined several points with that.
Oh, shoot.
Well.
I mean, you still watch Orange Is the New Black.
Fuck you, man.
Ooh, I've never had cotton candy, Faygo.
You never had that before?
No.
Faygo cotton candy is the bomb.
I didn't even know that was a flavor.
You know what? Faygo, can you sponsor? Nah, that ain't the proper way to go about this.
You want
to
get Faygo going to Black?
You better shut up, and you better shut up real fast. I just asked for sponsorship in a slightly suggestive way. I don't need them ruining this shit because of you.
God.
First me?
Yeah, first it was ISIS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
No, something happened. You said something, and then I thought you said...
I was talking about Iris. Yeah. And you said ISIS.
Yeah, we've
there's
had
something or another. You brought up Bin Laden.
What?
I did not bring up
yes,
Bin
you
Laden.
Did. And one of
that was Aja.
No, no, you brought up Bin Laden, and Aja kind of expounded upon it. I think that was in the Nickelodeon episode.
Oh shoot!
Why'd you bring up him?
I'm surprised we ain't dead
yet. Man, thank God this isn't on like one of those radio stations that no one can use. That anyone just program on. Oh, are you driving? Oh man. Secret Service knocking at our door. I'm going out the window
at
like Easy. I'm going
out. Door?
They come in with the tanks going through. I'm going out the window just like Easy. I'm out of here.
You go out through that. I got this one. Yep. I claim this one.
I don't use my Jerusalem cruisers. I'm out.
I'm gonna run too. What you talking about?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pushing you back.
This is your house. They ruined it.
You the one that brought them here. I'm pushing you back.
They gotta catch somebody. Might as well be the person who lives here.
Oh, that's wrong.
Hey.
Actually, we'd still be fucked.
Yeah, because
they have the house surrounded.
Yeah.
That's a high fence over there. Yeah, if you try to go out through that one, you got to kick out the air conditioner first.
Yeah.
I go out here, I'm right there next to them while they got the dogs.
Yeah, well.
Trap. It's real
so
dark.
So I'm moving to Keenan's place next, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even want to bring this up on the podcast. The kind of people are over there. We have little kids out there training to become real terrorists out there. Mm. What are you doing? Ah! Oh, okay.
Lem, are you okay?
What was that?
I can't breathe.
That counts as a choke. Yeah. That counts as a choke.
We got him. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you choked on air, so that's
man,
the worst one.
I ain't never heard no one choking on air.
You choked on air. Oh, told you it was happening today.
About to get this dude an inhaler over here.
Oh shoot. That's so racist.
You caught your breath just to say that?
Yeah.
What is the name of the show, Orlando?
Can I do something you already know, podcast?
Okay, then. Anything goes.
Oh, shoot.
It's something you know, whatever.
Yeah. Whew. Don't even know where we were at.
I think that's a cue to just wrap this one up.
Yeah.
Just wrap it up.
Oh, shoot. Let's just end off with another Pokemon topic. Oh man.
Can you continue?
Can you, I
don't know.
Yeah, I can continue.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
It's just like you can't even begin.
All right. Hardest legendary to ever catch in any game.
Reggie Rock. Did I not tell you what happened?
I just want to hear him say it again.
Oh my god.
I was like, King or something. Oh, shoot.
He shouldn't have been, but he was.
Dang, so mid grade ball. You a luxury ball.
Yep.
He may not even be in the Pokeball, actually, right now. I might have.
Hey.
Yeah, Reggie Rock. Hey. This has been Cartoon Something You Know Whatever Podcast.
The anger in his eyes.
He's like, Reggie Rock.
Because how many times do you ever make an opposing Pokemon use all of his moves to the point that he faints because he can't battle anymore? Never! It happened twice!
Oh, shit.
Thanks, Game Freak.
Actually, hold on. I said Mewtwo, but no. Articuno in Gen 3 was hard for me.
Articuno? Yeah. Give me Suicune.
You know, all the dogs are kind of hard.
Yeah, especially when you had to look for them in your Pokedex. Right. I used to hate that.
Man, or, hold on. Nowhere. I walked around with Parasect. Just like, look, Sweet Scent Spore. Yeah. Hold up, stop. I walked I raised this thing up to level 54.
Really?
Ran into a level 40.
What's wrong with
Hold you? On, stop. This is why I say don't fuck with Parasect, because he's a bitch. Thought that the level 54 Parasect would be able to outspeed a level 40 Entei. Now this is me when I was young with Gold and Silver. Got into battle. Entei fled. I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa. 14 levels on, like, what? Okay, so I raised up another 12 levels. It's at level 66 now. Level 66, run to a level 40 Entei again. Entei, please. What the flying fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
So then I finally get this thing. I'm like, you know what, screw it. You're going to 100. Put it up to 100.
You know how much time it took?
I know.
What?
The anger in me for Parasect is real.
Dude.
Worse than it is for Victory Bell.
Oh, shit. I remember that story about Victory Bell.
Man.
But shoot. Finally got up there. It finally was able to outspeed it. Use Spore. Cool. Fury Cutter. Cool. Fury Cutter again. Yes. Fury Cutter. It kills it. I'm like, you motherfucker. Restarted the game. Had to re-level that thing all the way up from level 54. I'm like, man.
Oh, you didn't save?
What did you
save? Oh, my God.
All that work.
But this was back when you could actually clone Pokemon, so I had all those rare candies saved.
All right.
So I was like, okay, look, at least I get back all those rare candies, but you going away. Yeah. I ain't messing with you no more.
Dang.
I was going to say, man, you put in some time to actually raise it from 54 to 100.
Nah.
I was going to say, man, you're crazy.
Hard leveling was back then. Man. Not even a game shirt. What you doing, man? Hey, I'm leveling up this.
I'm grinding,
yeah,
man.
The grind. How long is been, real?
Leveling up this thing?
Shit, 17 hours.
That's a job.
And it's only grown by 3.
Oh god. Dang,
that's a full time job. Now it's easy to level up.
Yeah. Thank you, Game Freak.
Thank you very much. Yeah, XP or share. Actually.
Back then, it was still kind of hard.
It was.
Gen 1, if I needed to level up a Pokemon, I'd just go challenge the Elite Four over and over again.
Yep, that was the only way.
That's why.
Remember I used to battle in the, was it Victory Road to level up my Pokemon? Yeah.
I'd use Cerulean Cave if I couldn't use the Elite Four.
Yeah.
So, is there going to be another Pokemon game? A whole another generation of Pokemon?
You know there's got to be.
Yeah. When is it gonna die?
When are they gonna release Volcanion? That's gonna be interesting.
Man, I just forgot all about that thing.
What? When they release Volcanion, oh my god, I'm trying him out with my Sunny Day and Rain Dance teams.
You already know the Japs.
Actually, no, they don't even have it either.
They don't have it either?
No, not yet.
It's, they got Hoopa, I know that.
Yeah, they got Hoopa.
Yeah.
But they don't have Volcanion.
Oh, shoot.
Fire or Water, its worst speed is, and its worst stat is the speed? Attack 110, work. Defense 120, special attack 130. I'm running with that bitch.
I remember the days when they used to have events on like Gold and Silver, and there was one that you had to get at King's Island. Mm. You know how far that was?
How far I drove?
My mommy dropped me up to the King's Island just to go play Pokemon.
Hey. I remember I told my mom, like, Mom, there's an event, Pokemon event going on at King's Island. Can we go? She looked at me and just walked off.
And they don't even deserve a response.
Nah, I'm like,
I wonder why they haven't released this Pokemon.
Holy shit. This is an old ass Jet magazine.
You know, oh, yeah. Old Kobe.
July 2nd, 2001. With Vanessa Williams, Melinda Williams, and Nicole Park. Ooh, soul food. Uh oh. Let me find the Jet Beauty of the Week.
You know that's the only reason why you guys really picked this up for.
That's what Ryan
straight
was
to
doing.
The center.
Ryan was doing that the
there
other
it
day.
Is.
You know, they don't even make Jet magazine anymore, I don't think.
Nah,
they
don't.
Marie Doe is from Long Beach, California. Born under the astrological sign Aries, she enjoys tennis and reading and movies. Hmm. Photo by Lamonte McLemore.
For some reason, I thought you was going to say Long Dick when you said Long Beach. And then the fact that it was the Jet Beauty, he's like, oh God, what is he going to say?
Ryan came over here, looked at the Jet Beauty, like, mm-hmm. Give me a whole night.
Oh, what? Like, oh, dude. Darkness.
Damn, Will has a big forehead.
Yeah, he would be Darkrai if he was a Pokemon.
Will.
No. Ryan. Ryan. He was a Pokemon.
Go.
Dark
Boy. Use Dark Boy.
He is the Dark Boy.
Oh, that is cold.
Yeah. But it's true.
It is true, yeah. Dang. He live in distortion world.
Why is he gonna be in hell?
Why?
Because it's dark and he can...
Darkrai wasn't in Distortion World.
Why can't he just
I know,
be stuck
I'm
in
just
like
saying.
A dark in the shadows?
Yeah. I know, still.
He could live in a dark cave, but no, you said hell.
He lived on an island by himself.
Sure did.
You want to put the motherfucker in hell.
No,
I
don't.
Now that you
no,
think about it, as a Pokemon trainer, you go out of your way to bother Pokemon that don't want to be bothered. Specifically yeah. Legendaries. Yeah. He's on an island by himself for a reason. Let them be. Yeah. And then what do? Just like wild animals, we take them from their natural habitat and keep them. And then we put them in zoos and cage them and say, this is better for you.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
Okay, hold on. We don't need fucking PETA on this bitch.
Okay. I hate PETA.
Man.
But that's pretty much what we're doing. You think about
it. Okay, shoot. At least, well, no, we've killed Slowpoke tails before, so. And
yeah.
We eat them too, so.
Yeah. Is that the only Pokemon? No, I think I've seen someone eating a Magikarp.
Yeah, there were Magikarp tails, Slowpoke tails. Mm-hmm. Vanillites.
Of course I'll throw down some Vanillites.
Oh, one more thing before we go. Pokemon food chain. So, who eats who? So, let's just say Giratina decides to come on out to Distortion World, and it's just like, I am hungry.
He ain't going after any dragons, I know that.
Yeah.
He ain't fucking with, the only dragon I think anybody would truly fuck with would be Goomy, but even then, do you really want to eat all that slime?
Yeah, that's nasty, yeah.
And you the dragons and poisons probably aren't going to get eaten that much.
Yeah.
Poison because they're poison, dragon because, no.
Bugs just get eaten up.
Yeah,
all
bugs.
The time.
Yeah, they're bottom.
So who'll be the top then?
Dragons. Some of the waters are on the bottom too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're fish.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who could be at the top? Lord Arceus is normal.
Arceus.
Dragons will be at the top.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Then next.
Next would probably be...
Next up from
flying.
Water would be flying.
No, flying would be underneath the dragon, since they're mostly birds.
Yeah.
And that's what they
at the bottom, we know bug and water.
Grass?
I don't know what Sceptile is.
No. I wouldn't say grass somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I
think
them.
I think you have to
they eat more like berries.
Put them like in animal forms first.
What is Sceptile? Is he like a lizard or
it's something like a lizard, yeah.
What does eat? They eat bugs. Well, there you go.
Like I said, bugs are at the bottom, water at the bottom. Dragon at the top, flying right behind them, and then after that, you gotta organize them into animal categories. The only ones that probably wouldn't eat are steel and psychic.
Well, fire, wouldn't it be kind of high then?
Yeah, well.
Dragons breathe fire.
Dragons would really be feasting on fire types then.
Yeah, so it would be below a fire. I mean, below a dragon, but. I always thought fire was a unique type because if you get it hot enough, like Groudon, you can make what? Water evaporate. You can burn up bugs and grass.
True.
So it can do a lot of stuff.
It's actually, I think, the third most offensive Pokemon type behind dragons and I think electric.
I'm surprised water isn't up there.
Water is defensive.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah.
The only Pokemon I don't think would have to eat would be Psychic Poison and Steel probably wouldn't need to eat.
Yeah.
Some would, but most of them wouldn't.
Yeah. I guess. What would fighting Pokemon be?
Ghost type, they wouldn't even count because they're all dead.
Yeah, no. You said fighting types?
Yeah, they're more like, they be? Because they're kind of
they're
human.
More like human-like, yeah. Yeah.
So I guess we're clearly over a bug.
They'd be up there at the top, too.
Yeah.
So this dragon flying.
I'll put fighting underneath flying.
Underneath flying? Okay. Electric get their own food from electricity. Yeah. So they're off on their own little. Then you got ice.
I don't know what ice is. Well,
like I said, some of these you gotta put them in like animal categories.
Let's see.
Bear tick.
Yeah. I almost slipped.
No, vanilla could probably eat some Pokemon too.
You know, Pokemon get eaten up. Yeah.
All you gotta do is freeze it. It breathes breaths of like 285 below.
Yeah, but still, it get eaten up. It can't eat nothing.
By a fire type or a steel type or a fighting type, maybe.
Yeah.
Or a little kid.
Mommy, look, it's a giant ice cream cone.
Okay, put your tongue on that thing and watch your tongue freeze out. That's what I told you about touching the Nelix.
Now you die, boy. Now you die. Oh,
damn it. Charizard! Codex! Yeah, he did it again. Get it out.
Oh, man. Dang, you got some.
I think legend status also takes precedent here.
Yeah. Huh.
Kyogre would eat anything that's in the sea.
Except probably Gyarados.
Yeah. Probably suck Gyarados, yeah.
Wailord is the one that it definitely wouldn't eat.
Yes. Wailord's just as big as it is.
Wailord's bigger than Kyogre. Yeah. Shoot. Wailord's the biggest Pokemon. You know what? No, Wailord could be eaten, but you have to gang up on it.
You have to gang up on it. Like a whole bunch of sea. That could work. A whole bunch of
Sharpedoes.
Seals, or yeah, Sharpedoes to gang up on it.
Sharpedoes just keep attacking it, biting it, running around behind it.
Yeah.
So quick.
That's a good year worth of of food.
Yeah, I mean, you're eating the same thing, but you'd be satisfied.
I think Weavile actually be the king. Well, not the king, but one of the top predators.
What would Weavile be, though?
Huh?
What would Weavile be, though? Animal-wise.
Sneasel. Fuck.
That's what he was.
Yeah, that's what he was. Fuck. I can't think of the animal's name off the top of my head, but I know what it is. A weasel.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Except now it has claws.
Yeah, well.
I am Weasel.
But isn't that what ferret is?
What? No, that's a ferret.
Oh, yeah, it's not ferret. Not ferret. Who am I thinking of? Not ferret.
First off, ferret is a furret. Ferret.
Not ferret. That's another one.
What are you talking about?
Zigzagoons?
Hell
no. Not Zigzagoons. No.
That's a freaking.
That's a meat raccoon. Eater right there. Well, that's a. That's a piece of meat, right?
Normal would be a hard type to like put because it's so many things. It can be a freaking cow. It can be a raccoon.
I don't know what Aldino is.
Fairy.
Fairies don't exist.
That's a fairy. That's another type of Pokemon that probably wouldn't. Damn, so hold on. Psychic, poison, steel, most steel, electric, fairy wouldn't need to really eat anything. Grass will feed on.
Sun.
Yeah, so they eat other grass and probably some ground types. Maybe some bugs.
Oh, that would be counterproductive. We'll pick this up in part 4, 5, 6, or whatever part this is.
Who knows?
But yeah, that's where we'll pick it up at. We'll hop back on the Pokemon food chain. Ooh, so anyway, this has been another episode of Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Okay.
If you have any questions or comments, please email them or comment them to csywpodcast@gmail.com. The YouTube channel will be coming up soon. Maybe by the time this episode airs, it may be already up and running, where you could watch all our stuff and some more things going on. That burp kind of threw me off. Anyway, this has been Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Go ahead, do your little outros.
Goodbye, folks.
You should know who I am.
My goodness. Jeez.
Some things will never change.
And that's all we have for today.
Yeah.
Randall, you stupid motherfucker.
Just like you, sir.
Damn it.
Dang, Keenan. Dang, Keenan.
Shaq at the line.
I was
about to say. Oh, I almost went in, too.
No, it didn't.
That's all good. Assist.
Nope. Rejected.
You ain't gonna get this.
Okay, Ben Wallace, stop.
Man.
I got this, man. I got this.
Pass all right, ball. Rondo. You got to break something in this house.
Yeah, but where? Rondo?
Yeah.
What?
He can't shoot free throws.
He can't shoot.
Yeah, getting them big hands.
Well, that's gonna be a fun team to watch. The Kings?
Yeah.
Is that what he on now?
Yep. Yeah. But he's Boogie. Playing for his career. Rondo has fallen off. He is playing for his career.
Yeah, I think he'll do all right, though. I don't...
Shit.
He got Boogie. Mm. That's hold a nice on, hold on.
George Karl and Boogie Cousins ain't on the same level. George Karl gets his players free reign on offense. Guess who the point guard is for the Sacramento Kings? Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
Rajon Rondo's a selfish player because he wants to get all his assists. A little dribble out the clock till it's like 4 seconds left on the clock and then pass it to Rudy Gay, who we all know is going to take the shot. Oh, they are fire waiting to happen.
And yeah, Boogie Cousins is mean as he is on TV in real life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not like mean, but he just has that scowl on his face, like permanent. Like he grew up in Compton or something. I know he did it. I don't know.
He probably grew up in the ghetto.
Tell you, when we went through parts near Compton, I slouched over in my seat.
Damn, I wonder if it's still better. Probably is.
I don't even know what colors to wear. I think the only thing I could do to be safe is just walk out of my boxers. And even
just,
then...
Oh, yeah, or just butt-ass naked.
Yeah. No, because that's another gang. The gays. You can't do that.
Oh, shoot. All right, man.
I just walk out in yellow.
Yellow? Why yellow?
I mean, because think about it. What famous gang is yellow?
It's some Mexican gang.
Where are the Mexicans at? I don't see them in Compton.
Then I ain't Compton.
Okay, then yellow it is.
Okay.
If not, I have no problem taking that charge for indecent exposure just walking out naked. Yeah. I have no problem taking that charge. None whatsoever.
Sorry, do you know you're naked?
Yes, do you know where I'm at? Like, you tell me what colors to wear here, and I'll wear them.
Right.
If you can't tell me, go ahead and write the ticket. I'll
you
pay.
Not have a safe wearing your uniform. Fuck the police. Did you not hear NWA?
Right.
Yeah.